Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Seat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Morning to you, welcome along. It's, oh God, it's Thursday already. Jeannie Macker.
Gara, it's Thursday and it's day 252 of the Fla in Wexford.
Yep, sure is.
Good morning to you. How are you this morning?
I am fine, thank you for asking. I'm in good form.
Good.
Yeah.
Happy International Cat Day.
Thanks a million,
by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
Good morning,
yeah.
Jess. Good morning to all the lovely pussies out there.
I love a pussy.
Yeah, I woke up, I saw it on Twitter, so I thought, oh God, we've got to get some extra treats and cuddles this morning before I go to work.
But that
I know
sweet.
Jessica's listening right now because the radio's left on for her. So good morning, Jessica.
I don't know if you know this about Jess Killian, but she can say Niall's name. I'm convinced of it, right?
Niall.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's it. It's not like
Niall.
Yeah.
Niall.
She's been in
that sounds more creepy than.
Oh no, it's kind of weird when you hear it. Like the first time I heard it, I was like, she just say Niall, and then
you're like dozing off on the couch. And just
No. Well, she kind of only does it at a particular time, and that's when she's in a cage in Show's car, and that's when she's like, "What the hell are you doing here? Why am I here?"
Niall.
And I try and talk to her, and all she says is Niall. Take me away from this crazy lady.
Yes, it's
anyway,
a bit crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
happy International Cat Day
to all who celebrate it.
Yeah. We're going to get a little bit lovey-dovey this morning on the show.
All these messages from the early crowd talking to you about romance and love right up your street this morning.
Yeah.
The love
white.
Zone.
I'm Barry White.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it on.
Stop, please. Yeah. Will you all stop? You're all very giddy this morning. We also got your last dilemma of the week and a chance for you to win big with Maxi Zoo on Beat the Bomb.
Yeah,
very
win
wise.
Big. You can win Maxi.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. This is Beat.
Okay, so this is a conversation that stemmed because Killian, like Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, needs some help.
I need
morning.
Some help. Yes.
And
what's he need help for?
So he's in a band and were you not listening to the early part of the show?
No. I was having yogurt. I was happy out.
You were in the planning meeting yesterday.
I know, I just don't always listen.
Okay.
Oh, rude.
That's fair enough. Yeah, rude.
Anyway, Killian is in a band, obviously a very successful band, Trademark, and we love it. Mm. And he is on the hunt for some new songs and we want them to have like a little bit of a romantic feel for weddings. So when we were talking in the last era, I suggested Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles.
I love it. It's a bit cliche, 1,000 years.
1,000 years.
Yeah, and I thought it was for another event.
It's Christina Perry, which is actually also beautiful for weddings.
It is, yeah. So the guitar player of our band, Aaron, is getting married and he has asked us, while he's off taking photos, could we do the reception? So when people are kind of getting like their drinks and stuff and coming in after the ceremony to like just play away.
Yeah.
So obviously it's romantically themed. Mm. So like obviously our...
But it's not necessarily lovey-dovey slow songs because people are coming in and you want a little bit of a vibe and an atmosphere, yeah?
Yeah, true as well. But I don't know it. Like I was saying, we can do our proper set list. And the lads were like, no, probably not. Like, and I'm thinking, like, you can't do Proud Mary when people
No.
You want to pull those ones out too early.
Exactly.
Rolling.
So we need romantic, kind of slowy songs, kind of vibey songs.
Vibey.
Whatever.
Yeah. I you didn't give me the brief, actually. Yeah. You didn't give me the brief as
I
to where you...
I told you all this yesterday.
No,
I did.
No, hon, you didn't tell me exactly where I thought you were on stage. I know what you're talking about. You're the
entrance band. Yeah. The entrance kind of band.
We went to our friend Claire and Graham's wedding before Christmas and there was a brilliant guy on the guitar when we were in
brilliant.
The kind of marquee.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, I know who you are now. I feel like I understand the brief now. I will change. I will retract my Christina Perry or whatever her name is. Christina Milian. No, Christina.
Christina Perry.
I will retract her. I won't allow you to have Roller Coaster by Ronan Keating. I don't think that's a vibey song for a wedding. Roller Coaster.
I think that works for his brief. Actually,
do you?
Yeah, because you came into me afterwards going, he's told my life's a roller coaster. I thought he was talking about when you take to nothing at all. I'm not sure that works as a wedding. And I thought you were talking about first dance song. And I was going, like, yeah, okay, I don't know about that as a first dance song. But in terms of what he's described, coming in, little bit of a vibe, but on a romantic team, life's a roller coaster works for me.
Can we just pull
that
audio?
Each day as well.
Can we pull that audio and like pull back what Niall did as an impression of me? I don't know what happened there, but that was highly insulting and also wrong.
No, I think that's you after 5 days at the flat.
Can I give you my top suggestion off the top of my head now that I understand the brief? Taylor Swift Love Story.
Yeah.
That's a real vibey kind of, like, everyone knows it. Everyone can kind of sing along without getting too OTT early in the night. There are some suggestions coming in already, right? The one by Codaline.
Yeah.
Be careful
is it
now.
Too
be
sad.
I think, no, again, first dance song, get it. Slow, beautiful, meaningful, but not for what he's talking about.
Okay, this is from Shan. Black and White by Niall Horan.
Yeah. Oh, love it.
God, Niall
first
is
album.
So hard, please. And then Still Into You, Paramore.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I could do a slowed down version of it.
Yeah. And no. Then Lover by Taylor Swift. Now, I wouldn't. I know.
I do like Lover.
I do as well.
But I just don't know if that's appropriate at a wedding as the mother in law is coming in, you know, my lover.
This is obviously an older song and I don't know it. Who's my lover? Hey, Ma. Alice Cooper, Take Forever.
I don't know it, I'm afraid.
No,
that
no,
sounds a bit
what
Radio
Alice
Nova
Cooper.
To me.
Radio Nova. Beautiful, Crazy. Or The Kind of Love We Make by Luke Combs.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's nice. Really big at the moment. I think actually 1D, What Makes You Beautiful, is a good tune for that kind of
song.
That's what makes
yeah.
you beautiful, mm. If only you saw what I could see. Adam says, Spin You Around by Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. Okay, all the country thing is big right now.
Oh, I love country.
Luke Combs, Zach Bryan, all that kind of vibe.
You could probably... You know, do a version of From This Moment by Shania or Still The One. I promise you.
I do love Still The One.
That will go down so well. Like all the girls will be like, swoon, Killian, swoon, swoon.
Yeah, please.
Will we have a listen to what Killian has mixed down for
oh,
us?
Oh, let's.
And see if we approve or disapprove.
Love a mix.
Here are some top romantic songs.
Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your embrace. Baby, I can see your halo.
Good chance.
Thinking
I was in labour during this song.
Thanks for that.
I was pushing.
Push, yo, push.
Oh my God, I was lying in bed last night thinking I'm going to tell you about this one. That's weird.
It is weird.
I love it.
So generic in my opinion. All
of you. I'm not mad about this.
Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me.
Oh, that was it.
That was, ended quite abruptly there, didn't it?
That was a tumbleweed.
Yeah.
No, some good suggestions there.
Okay, let's take some suggestions then. 0851029103. So it's romantic vibe, but still a little bit of a vibe, so it's not too slow. Romance.
Yeah, we're trying to help Killian to
put together a little set list.
Yeah, to try and make his friend's wedding the best that it can possibly be. It's the background music as people are coming in after the ceremony, and they just want a little bit of a vibe. Not,
I tell you,
too romantic. Yeah,
don't bother getting your guitar out. I'll just give you my cheesy mix from Saturday at Altogether Now.
No,
it was a hit.
We can pretend to play.
Yeah. You can just strum along as I'm Too Sexy and Eiffel 65 Blue are playing in the background.
That is a brilliant mix, but it'd be more like on the dance floor. Like you would.
It's a midnight mix.
Yeah,
absolutely. What do you do on the 24th? You can do DJ after.
Yeah. Okay. So back to you, Kel, right?
Yes.
So suggestions coming in for your background music. Gemma in Waterford says The Cranberries and Dream.
I'm not going to lie, we do a fantastic version of that.
Do
so
you?
So we may whip it out.
Okay. Yeah. Jonathan says, Brent Morgan, Kiss the Girl. The only Kiss the Girl I know is from The Little Mermaid. And I think like...
Peter Andre.
I want to kiss the girl. Yeah, that one. You know the... Yeah. That you know what I'm talking about.
Nah, it's too old for me.
Oh, shut up. You know the one I'm... Killian, do you know what I'm talking about?
I've never seen The Little Mermaid.
Have you not?
No.
Oh my God, the live remake is really good as well. And Catherine said the Bruno Mars song. Now I assume she means the
Just the Way You Are.
Yeah. That's a very good, good suggestion. Yes, Jonathan was back on. It is the Disney one. Peter Andre. That's who you're talking about. Do you want to give Larry's little rendition?
He said the one by Codaline and I kind of poo-pooed it a little bit. So I think he's trying to convince me.
You make my heart feel like it's summer.
No, not convinced.
You know what, Larry? If Codaline are ever looking for another member, actually, they've split up, have they?
No, they're back together. They're doing the picnic this year. Are they?
Ah. I have the clue.
Yeah, they're on, I think they're on Saturday Night Picnic.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, well, welcome back, Codeline. Yeah. Welcome back. Good job. Good job. Yeah. Larry, head along to the picnic. You could be the fifth member. Wake up
in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. Right, let me read you just a couple of the headlines from the front pages of the papers this morning. The Irish Independent, Kelly's Golden Moment, and the Irish Daily Mail. Showing heart, giving hope, making history. And we're talking, of course, of Kelly Harrington and her stunning back-to-back Olympic gold medals. If in case you were tucked up in bed asleep missing an Irish sporting historic moment like some people, not too far away.
I know, but I was flying yesterday evening. I was flying, and
You don't have to fly every day.
I have to fly every day. It's only here for 1 week. I have to fly every day. I have to fly like I've never flown before, and I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologise for flying. I love Kelly. Yeah. I met her at Shine with the Shona Project last year, and I just want to read out what the guys from the Shona Project put up last night, because Kelly appeared on stage last year at SETU and blew everybody away, right? If you've ever wondered what makes an Olympian so formidable, Kelly Harrington stands out. She's humble, kind and unassuming. But when she starts talking about her sport, the passion, hunger and sheer unstoppable force is unparalleled. The whole Shona community was blown away by her and we were cheering her on tonight. And that kind of sums it up, doesn't it? It's her spirit.
It sure is. Here's the basic gist. Kelly will return home a double Olympic gold medalist after completing the remarkable feat with victory in the women's lightweight final against China's Wenlu Yang in Paris last night. Now, Kelly becomes the second Irish female boxer to win gold at the Games in Tokyo 3 years ago, emulating Katie Taylor. But now she stands out on her own as an amateur after the thrilling victory, because only one woman has done it twice. The 34-year-old has been in excellent form over the past 10 days, winning her first three fights with relative comfort. Huge Irish crowd in the arena last night. It seemed like just three quarters of the crowd had Irish flags, and that obviously helped to spur her on. And in the 100 year history of Ireland's participation in the Olympics, only three people have won boxing gold medals: Michael Caruth, Katie Taylor and Kelly Harrington. And of course, it means the Irish Olympic team have now earned four gold medals so far in Paris, because Harrington followed Daniel Wilfen, Rhys McLennigan and the rowing duo Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy.
We still by population the country.
Show. Shona Lines.
Have we like smashed
it? We are 12th on the medal table. Okay, 12th out of 160 countries. Every single country above us not only has a huge population but has hosted the Olympics. We're the highest rating country that has never hosted the Olympics currently on medals.
We are unbelievable. Well, if we are.
Most people are. I mean,
I'm not an Olympian. I'm just saying, as a country, we are unbelievable.
We are.
Seriously, like what they are doing. Like, there's even research out today about from Sports Ireland about children's participation in sport and physical activity, and it found that 60% of boys, 48% of girls said sports stars were the most likely to inspire them to play sports. We have these stars to thank for the future, you know.
And that leads nicely to what Kelly had to say straight after her fight last night.
It just gives hope. See all these young kids, all these teenagers. It gives hope to them. It gives hope to the people of Ireland. That's what it means. The last hurrah. I'm done. I've always said I want to retire a champion. That's it. Let me just say it once again. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. Good night, Irene.
Kelly, go and collect a gold medal.
Thank you.
Oh, that made me teary because I didn't see it last night. She's also actually I'm like name dropping. I saw her on stage and she talked, but she's actually so funny.
Mm.
She's very witty, you know. She gets that from her ma.
Lots of celebrations last night, including on Portland Row in Dublin, where Kelly and her family live. And for some reason, hundreds of people turned out outside her parents' house last night.
But every time she boxes, the cameras turn up. They know where she lives.
They had the street party last night again. But this is what happened. An impromptu sing song on Portland Row at 11:30 last night.
So great, just hold me in your arms and let me surrender. You take me out at all and I will die. With all my love, I place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our
go on, Kelly's mam leading the sing song on Portland Road. She's amazing.
Okay, just a quick look.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat.
This is a bit weird.
This is a bit weird, but like, look, Killian, you found it, so it's kind of
it's your
baby.
Okay.
All right, so sell it to us.
We have people we love them, and we also have dead celebrities that we miss. R.I.P. King Michael Jackson looking down at me. Anyway, this really weird survey has been released that people are saying that they would like to date dead celebrities.
The sexiest dead celebrities.
Yeah. And
creepy.
It's a bit creepy. Mm. James Dean, never heard of him. And Audrey
James
Hepburn.
James Dean is beautiful, man.
Who
beautiful.
Was he?
He was a famous actor back in the day. There's a little picture of him there. I don't know, does he float your boat, Killian? But
not really, no.
Handsome guy.
Audrey Hepburn, she's another one.
Stunning.
Up there. Is she the one that was in
loads of big movies?
Wizard of Oz, is that Audrey Hepburn?
No, that's Judy Garland.
Ah, they all just run in. She had like the long cigarette thing.
Yes,
Audrey Hepburn is one of my idols of all time. I absolutely adore her. She was an amazing woman. She was a brilliant actress. She was beautiful, but she also was did so much work for charity. She is in a movie that you should watch. Loads of her movies are amazing. Roman Holiday, but Breakfast at Tiffany's is one of the most beautiful movies ever.
Okay,
it's iconic.
Well, a recent survey from Finding the One, a new app, has revealed the top 10 dead stars that people find the hottest, which I don't know, is that a bit morbid? Is it a bit kind of like
a little
yeah,
weird?
It's a grand, like
it's just not something that I've ever considered. Like, I mean, I suppose you can appreciate that somebody is attractive even if they're no longer with us, but I just find it weird that they've gone to the effort of.
But
you
also
know,
some of the names on this are really
okay.
weird.
Do you want to hear a few?
Well, yeah, yeah.
And you can give yeah or nay.
Yeah.
William Shakespeare.
I don't know really what
is
William
there a
Shakespeare
photo
looked like.
Exists of him?
No, I would
it's
not.
It's just a painted photo, is it?
I wouldn't get with Shakespeare.
Okay. Charlie Chaplin. Language.
Who?
Charlie Chaplin.
Again, a really unusual looking guy, Charlie. You know, I just don't know about the hotness level there.
No. No, I saw a musical based on his life. I have no idea what he looked like.
Okay, Cleopatra?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes.
I don't care what she looks like, but I heard she got some moves.
Coming at you.
She got some moves.
Yeah. Cleopatra is responsible for my bangle obsession, actually. Yeah.
Next one is kind of a dead given one. Pun not intended there. Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis is a really attractive guy, wasn't he? Hot guy.
He's always very sweaty, though.
That was his performance. You know, he had a beautiful face.
You know the way he's always sweating and dancing.
That's me, hon. Einstein. Albert Einstein. Famous scientist.
I mean, I only know him as an old man. I don't know anything other than the kind of old man Einstein.
That moustache not do anything for you, no.
I could be standing beside him in Tesco and I wouldn't know who he was.
Right,
this is the worst.
Yeah, here's a really weird one. Margaret Thatcher. Maggie Thatch.
Really?
Maggie Thatch.
Is
was
it
she
the
like
authority?
President of the UK or something?
She was the Prime Minister.
Prime Minister.
Yeah. A long-running Prime Minister.
I think that's a very strange name
it
to
is,
be on the list.
But you were saying that you think that older dead celebrities are kind of, it's more acceptable somewhat to fancy them than younger, whereas I kind of think it's the other way around. So I want to just mention a few maybe more relevant recent ones.
Can I just clarify? I don't fancy any dead celebrities. No. Like, I don't think of it, you know. Like.
You're not lying awake thinking about it. Okay, just a few, again, maybe over the last 10 or 20 years. River Phoenix, absolutely beautiful man. You can't, he's in loads of big movies, and he was known as just one of the most stunning men. Also on the list, Heath Ledger, of course.
Ah, yeah.
Really, really.
The Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Handsome
really
guy.
Sad.
And Patrick Swayze.
Oh, hungry eyes, time of my life. Yeah, good point. Well made. Good point. Yeah. Also very sweaty man, but good looking. Good looking guy. Yeah, it's a very strange survey.
It is
very strange.
I am putting in my picks Olivia Newton-John, back in her Grease days.
Okay,
I know she's fairly fresh, but and Amy Winehouse.
Really?
Oh.
I think there was something about Amy Winehouse. I think it was more personality than looks. I think she just didn't give a beep, and I love that about her.
The talent as well. I think
you
know she was so clearly. Mm. She was incredible.
And I'd say similar to Cleopatra, I'd say she got some moves.
Okay. Well, look, if you have anything to add to this really weird conversation.
I love the fact that Louise has just texted us. Chaplin was not a nice guy.
Yeah, he married his very young niece, she says.
Yeah,
okay. Oh,
okay.
Dear Lord.
085
Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up. Do it. On Beat 102-103.
Good morning. Wake up. So with the news, the Maura Higgins and Pete Wicks are now seemingly a thing. We're a little bit weird. You know, we just found out a bit weird. We think she can do better.
We love Maura.
And we're just asking you about celebrity couples that you either found strange, that you didn't buy these relationships. I just found a bit weird, and lots coming in this morning. Let's start. Emma, good morning. How's things?
Morning, God. How are you?
We're good, hon. We're good. Now, this is very noughties, isn't it?
Yeah. And the minute you said it as well, like, it struck me with fear from back when, way back when.
Right. Yeah. Hit us. Who are you talking about?
Jordan and Garrett Gates.
Yeah.
I can kind of understand why he kind of got in a relationship with her, obviously, big factors. Not so sure why she would have went down that route.
Well, I think he was only just out of Pop Idol, wasn't he? He was like the hot young thing. He was having number one singles. To be fair, he was very cute as a young fella, but there must have been a bit of an age difference. But it ended very badly. And if I remember right, Emma, she said terrible things about his appendage. She did.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember that. Something to do with a pencil.
A pencil?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I recall that as well. Yeah, maybe she thought he was going to be the next up and coming thing, so maybe she latched on to that, and then when that didn't happen, she just
compared him to a pencil.
I tell you one thing though, girl.
Yeah,
have you seen Garrett Gates lately?
He's hot. He's a very good looking fella. I always thought he was good looking. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But I know exactly what you mean.
And you were always a big fan of Spirit in the Sky, weren't you?
Oh, Emma, do you like a bit of Spirit in the Sky, hun?
No idea what that is. I'm totally off. But I'm going to Google it when I get off the call.
Garth Gates, Spirit in the Sky.
It's a song. It's a song. He covered it.
Oh, the Spirit in the Sky song. Yeah. I don't think I ever found him cute, though.
Did you not?
Oh.
No. You like a more rugged man, do you?
Maybe someone that like looks a bit manlier. So I don't know. Never did it for me, but
no. You're just anti pencil.
Yeah, you're not a pencil snob.
Yeah, maybe that's a hard pencil and man. You're dead right. A hard pencil and man.
Well, can I just say, Niall's right. You should Google him now. You should listen to Spirit in the Sky, and then you should Google how he looks now because he's.
I'm actually going to do it. Right, check him out.
He's on Insta.
He's grown up now. The pencil is probably
you can't do it.
You
can't
test
the pencil. Emma, you're a star. Have a great day, right?
Thanks a million.
Bye, bye.
Okay, other celeb couples that you're suspicious of. Paul was on. Ben and Jen Mark II. Yeah, I mean, look, I think all of us saw that was going to be a car crash from the start. Bennifer, you know?
I actually think that's really sad, though, because I loved the, like, coming back together and kind of almost realising that actually we've been with other people but we were meant to be all together.
If that lasted about 3 days, sure.
No, I'm just saying it's really sad that it only lasted 3 days. Yeah. I had high hopes for them, but no.
Okay, who else have we got there?
We've got Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas, says Paddy. Now, obviously, a massive age gap between them.
Yeah. And is that the issue? Are we sometimes a little bit ageist here, you know? Because they seem really solid as a couple.
Well, they've lasted. Yeah. Like, what, they're together? They must be together 20 years, you know? I wouldn't have.
He just looks very elderly now compared with her, you know?
Well, he always looked very elderly, to be honest. He always looked like a granddad, you know?
Maybe she just loved the Romancing the Stone movie, those ones. Judith Nile, they were her favourite movies.
I've never seen, of course you haven't.
She always sees him just like that.
Yeah.
And one more on this. Mark was on. I knew they were together years, but I never bought Hugh Jackman and the wife.
Didn't they split up recently?
I don't know.
I think they split up last year.
I don't know about his wife.
I don't know what she looks like either. I have no idea. But I know, I'm pretty sure they've gone through a messy divorce. But nice. I don't know. I don't know anything about them. I don't know.
You don't know about a pencil or no pencil?
I just know about Garrett Gates and the pencil. Yeah.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. Morning, how are you?
Morning, how are you?
Good. We're good, Mrs. We're good. Where are you this morning?
What?
Where are you?
Where? What county? What part of the southeast? What part of the world are you in right now?
Oh, sorry, I'm in Camolin.
Camolin.
Oh, Camolin. Beautiful.
God, we're very popular in Camolin this week.
Do you know what's lovely in Camolin? The hedges. Apparently, they really strimmed those hedges. We heard that yesterday. Sammy on Beat the Bomb told us that. Right, listen, we're asking for unusual skills. Do you want to warm up your vocal cords or do you just want to go straight in? What do you want to do here? How do you want to play this?
I'll go straight in.
Okay. And can I ask you, when did you kind of perfect this skill?
Back in school when I was learning the counties of Ireland.
Okay,
we all had to do it. We did this on Beat a couple of years ago. I went around the southeast and tried to find out who could name all counties, and not many people could. So you're one of a kind.
So you claim that you can name all the counties of Ireland, and are we talking 32 county or 26 counties here?
32.
And you say that you can do it in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's. I have 20 seconds timer here. Can somebody count the counties?
Killian's
yeah,
gonna
I'm
going to
be typing them. Okay, say them.
Yeah, yeah. Get your cough out. Get your cough out. Get yourself ready, and we're just going to give you a round of applause as like a little bit of encouragement for you this morning.
Come on, Andrea.
So this is 32 counties in 20 seconds. On your marks, get set, go.
Loud, Mead, Dunham, Wicklow, Westmeath, Kildare, Carlow, Kilkenny, Leash, Offaly, Westmeath, Longford, Waterford, Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Clare, Tipperary, Galway, Mayo, Sligo, Leitrim, Roscommon, Donegal, Derry, Antrim, Down and Mam, Monaghan, Fermanagh, Cavan, Tyrone.
10 seconds.
Done it.
Well done.
Ten seconds to go.
You need to go on a TV show or something. You need to enter something.
But do you know what?
You bet.
You bet. Classic 90s show. It was announced this week. Is coming back with Holly Willoughby and Stephen Mulhern. And that's exactly the kind of thing they'd be looking for on You Bet.
You'd probably have to. You'd probably have to do more than one country, or you'd probably have to, like, you know.
This really surprised me there. I thought it was going to be.
My talent is stinted.
Andrea, there's a travel mug on the way to you for your skills. Have a great day, all right?
Well done, hon. Well done.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
I want to give you a couple of stats from it, okay? It's from the USA, and it said that a third of parents eat their kids' lunchbox rejects for dinner, according to this poll.
No.
A survey of 2,000 parents with kids took an in-depth look at what kids are having for lunch, and according to parents, more than 1 in 5 said their child's lunch is much more gourmet than they had as a kid. They also estimate 21% of their child's lunch comes home uneaten at the end of the day on average.
What percentage?
1 in 5, 21% comes home uneaten. And when they're not eating the leftovers themselves, parents say they'll offer leftover lunch as an after-school snack or put it back in the fridge or pantry. Now, interestingly, there's been quite an evolution, according to parents, with 43%, nearly half, say that today's school lunches are healthier than they ever were. Over a quarter said there's more variety. And the classic sandwich, crisps and juice is the most popular lunch for kids these days.
What?
Yeah.
This is American. We're not allowed to have juice.
Are we? You're not allowed juice. Oh, for God's sake.
You're only allowed water.
Oh, for God. They take all the joy out of being a child.
This is definitely not an Irish survey.
When asked about their kids' least favourite lunch foods, parents listed snap peas, green beans, tuna salad and hard-boiled eggs as the worst.
Go way out of that. Go away. That's a load of nonsense. No.
And this is the thing, right? Over the years, for good reason, I suppose, but kids' lunches have become very dull, haven't they?
You
can't even have a bit of juice.
No, you're not allowed juice. It's very bad for your teeth. Very bad. You're not allowed juice. You're not allowed sugar.
No Capri Suns.
No Capri Suns. You're not allowed crisps. You get a treat on a Friday. And I have to say, I feel like I have won the lottery in terms of being a parent, because Eve is now one of the schools that is receiving hot lunches.
Yeah.
And I tell you one thing, it's been
game changer.
It is a game changer. Like, I suppose lots of people will understand this, and maybe even as kids we did the same, right? So you'll give her something for lunch, and yes, I would say higher percentage than 21 comes back. I would have said 50% came back. I don't like the sandwich, my bread was soggy, the strawberries were mushy. Hot lunches, off you go.
Yeah.
Eat what you want. You get to pick.
She just showed me the menu. And honestly, it's a great menu.
This is just Monday, right? So you can choose from buffalo mac and cheese, chicken and chorizo pasta bake, chicken curry and rice, goujons and potato cubes, pasta bolognese, pepperoni and mozzarella, plain pasta, sausage pasta bake. I mean, there's no reason why there isn't something on that. And what I found as well, that like, she'd see somebody else, she'd see Emily or whatever eating something, she'd go, oh, I might try that. Like, she came home one day and said, I had katsu curry. I nearly fell off the chair. You.
Her palate is being enlightened.
You, who a bit of pepper will touch off something and you'll be like, it's too spicy. Yeah. I'm delighted. I think it's a game changer.
It's brilliant. If you qualify for it.
Well, I think they are hoping to
they keep
roll
rolling
out
more schools and more schools and more schools. But like, I think back, I mean, the way you say, oh, you're allowed, what is the Friday treat? Like a tiny bit of chocolate or something?
You're allowed a chocolate bar or sweets or crisps.
Our Friday treat was to go to the chipper across the road and get a burger and chips.
Yeah, well, that was probably secondary school. No, you wouldn't have been going out to get burger.
Yeah, it was a first and second year thing.
But no, like, but it's all about, like, in fairness, it is like trying to promote healthy eating and like, you know, I know. It's water.
I mean, you may as well be in prison.
Well, you are meant to drink 2 liters a day. I don't think.
I remember going to school, and it was before the healthy eating craze, let's be honest. So you get your sandwich, or in my case, and I've mentioned it quite a bit already, a blab with something in it, a bit of ham or red lead or whatever the case may be. Whatever drink you wanted, generally it'd be a Capri Sun, but you want to bring a can of Coke? Not an issue.
Really?
Yeah, you have a can of Coke, go for it. Crisps all the way, and you'd have a chocolate bar every day. In my case, often either a trio. Or a 5-4-3-2-1. 5-4-3-2-1.
You must be very posh if they were drinking Coke in your school, because I remember Cadet.
Okay, yeah. And even by the time we got to like first year, lads would go to the tuck shop and they would get a blah and they'd pour a packet of meanies into the blah.
Now, I will say, I think, I don't know how strict it is in secondary schools. I don't know.
They can't really police
lunch
in secondary school.
Whereas,
you know,
I suppose they're trying to like promote positive habits in primary school. You don't want to know about my lunchbox. It's the saddest thing in the world.
Go on.
It was a sandwich with brown bread. It had ham or cheese in it. It was always soggy. I love you, Mum. Love you, Dad. It was what my mum used to call fizzy orange. It was orange. I love you, Mum. It was orange juice poured into sparkling water. Here's your fizzy orange.
Yeah.
And it was a rice cake.
A rice cake. You used to love rice cakes, though, to be fair.
I used to salivate. I mean salivate. If there was a kid sitting beside me eating a Mars bar or a Fox's Classic or a Kit Kat, I mean, there'd be drool coming out of my mouth. I'd be like, can I swap my rice cake for your Mars bar? And they'd look at me as if to say, yeah, right, hon. As if.
Not happening. So we just want to ask you very quickly this morning, what do you remember your school lunch being?
What was in your lunchbox?
What was in your lunchbox, basically? From Rob, who says, in my lunchbox, my treat was the Dairy Lee cheese triangle. You'd bite the corner off and squidge it out like a big worm or maggot because it was white. Or it'd be a bog standard peanut butter sandwich, an apple and a packet of crisps. At least you got the crisps, I suppose.
I know exactly what you mean about squeezing out with that triangle, because it wouldn't come out itself, so you'd no choice but to, like, oh God, the thought of it.
Martin was on, my lunch was Sambo, usually ham and cheese, Dairy Lee Lunchable, cheese string, pack of Ritz crackers or animal crackers, bottle of the old reliable orange or black currant dilute, always lacking the juice, and a bag of smoky bacon tato on Fridays for a treat. And one more, Helen says, all lads the lunches. Corned beef and brown sauce sandwich. A touchdown bar, legendary bar. A bag of L&M crisps and a small cadet bottle, which is refilled with that fizzy Country Spring apple. Chloe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, hon. Have we brought you right back?
Oh, right back. I mean, I was only born in 01, but my God.
Oh, Chloe, what did they do to you?
Yeah, my mom used to send me. How disgusting were they? I remember going down the hall in play school, like I was that young, whipping out the lunch box and boom, red sauce sandwiches.
Red sauce sandwiches.
No one sat near me eating my lunch.
So was there butter on it as well, or was it just red sauce? Oh, she's gone. It was too traumatic. It was too much. Like the thought of the red sauce. And the sandwich.
I don't think you could have butter. It'd be a kind of congealed mess in it with butter as well.
You have to have,
you know,
something. Like, if you're going to put red sauce, you can't, like, you can't eat red sauce.
There you are.
Oh, she's still talking.
Sorry, we lost you there for a second.
We lost you, yeah.
Show wants to know, was there butter on it as well?
Oh, no, there wasn't butter. It was just plain.
Pure red sauce. Lash it on there.
And I'd say it'd go soggy at times, Chloe, would it?
Yeah, but back then it was like the soggier, the nicer it was.
Oh.
It's the only way to get through it, show. It was the only way.
I'm so sorry for what you went through. I'm so sorry.
You're a legend, Chloe. Thanks for chatting.
Have a good day,
bye.
And bye.
Bye. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Wake up. Do it.
Now, I mean, if ever there was breaking news to come on a Tuesday after a bank holiday weekend.
Morning, Aoife. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How
recovered?
Are you?
Recovered? Okay.
Recovered okay. A weekend of all together now and the fla, the whole lot. It was amazing. But yeah, loads going on in the southeast.
Yeah.
Up the fla.
Okay, talk to us. You've got some breaking news for a show this morning. She's really excited about
Hang
this
on
in a
second.
Really weird way.
No, it's not weird. Let's just set the scene, the tone for this.
I don't have the energy to do the moves, I'm afraid. Legs don't work.
Iconic.
So,
yeah, go on, tell me.
The Lord of the Dance is coming to Wexford.
Woohoo! Up the yellow bellies.
So, the Ceolthas International Showcase concert tonight at 7 o'clock will see Michael Flatley give a keynote speech. And did you know, lads? Didn't know this, But Michael Flatley has very strong southeast connections. His mammy was from Carlow, St Mullins in Carlow.
I did not know that. Up St Mullins.
Yeah, so he's returning to the southeast to his roots. He'll be at the flat tonight.
Was this like? Has this just been announced, or was he always coming? And I didn't know. Like,
As far as I know, it's part of the festivities. But it's been confirmed that he's going to give his keynote address tonight. So
I love a keynote. You learn an awful lot from a keynote. Yeah. Don't you?
Joe, would you like to go down? Would you say you'll go down now and see if he'll teach you a few moves?
I don't know why. Maybe Niall's right. Maybe it's a strange one. But like, I find Riverdance just like, and even his Lord of the Dance. Like, I do, and then he brought out that movie. Remember
the weird movie.
What it's called? I do find him quite an interesting character.
Very interesting.
Like, I could throw a stone down to the quay, so I may as well walk down. Is he going to be on the gig rig? Is that where he's going to be?
No, as far as I know, or actually, yeah, you're dead right. The gig rig. It's going to be on the outdoor stage, as far as I know.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I will make it my mission to meet Mr. Flatley tonight. Yeah. What do you want me to ask him? You need to give me a challenge here.
I think you need to learn a few steps, the 1, 2, 3s. So you have the tin whistle, and you'll have a few 1, 2, 3s. By the end of the week, show, I think you could give Riverdance or Lord of the Dance a go.
This is like the biggest news to you since Vanilla Ice came to Exeter, isn't it? It really is.
And I got to meet Vanilla Ice. So there you go. I don't know, I'm very easily pleased.
Very easily
pleased. But honestly,
this
is a big deal. You know, he's a world star.
He's known all over the world, you're right.
Funny story about Michael Flatley. We had a sheepdog years ago. His name was Rover.
Okay.
And my dad went to collect Rover in County Carlow. And apparently the farm where we got Rover was right beside where Michael Flatley's mammy came from. And the man who we got the sheepdog off of said, well, Michael Flatley's mother could dance in a saucepan. That's how good at dancing she was. So he didn't lick it off a stone.
Yeah. I love you. Your random stories know no bounds. Yeah. You bring joy to so many. Thank you for bringing that news to us this morning. You've made me very happy.
I've got a great big day ahead now for you. Big day ahead.
Like, my plans have completely changed. Like, I didn't have any plans, but now I know where I'm going at 7 o'clock. Up the flat.
Up the flat. Eva's back with us very suddenly, all of a sudden.
Welcome back. Have you got another nugget of information? Another random story?
I feel like a bold child.
You're not a bold child.
Just to confirm, Michael Flatley and his appearance is on Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Not tonight.
Okay. Yeah. But roll Ronan out first. Okay. Just sing it now as well.
When we're wrong, we say we're wrong on this show.
And that's okay. And then we move on. But what I will say is, Aoife, I actually think you've done people a favour here. You've given them an opportunity to change their plans for Thursday, whatever they might have been. Mm. They've got now two and a half days to prepare for Flatley's arrival in Wexford.
You see, so I just lost the run of myself. I just saw Flatley, the email came in, and I just busted them.
So it's Thursday evening, and it's at the National Opera House.
Yeah, the National Opera.
Yeah, not the big rig.
It's the big rig.
The big rig is the place on the key.
The big gig rig.
For credit union, gig rig. Yeah, and this is like the showcase concert, so this is like the big feature of the week. So,
well, actually, this gives me and Aoife again, you've done me a favor.
More time to research your questions.
More time to consider what I want to do, and also see if I can get an interview. So, I have contacted the most famous person in Wexford. Yeah, George Lawler.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
We broke on Lad Bible last night, and I have spoken before about the fact that once you have a child in your life, you'll find that it's very hard to go to the toilet without the door being kept closed, right? Mm. It's inevitable. There was one woman, she's left mortified. She went on a first date with a man and everything was going well. They'd gone for food and then he invited her back to his place, right? And things took a turn. She explained that she was sat on his bed waiting for him to return from the bathroom when he committed a bit of a no-no. On TikTok, the woman who goes by the name of Ray on the platform said, I went on a date with a guy. It was our first date. We had fajitas and margaritas. Lovely. It was good. It was fun. He was funny. He was nice. And after dinner, he was like, hey, do you want to go back to my house to watch a movie? We get to his house and he takes me to his room. I sit on my bed,
How have you got a bed in his house? It's the first date.
That's weird. I sit on his bed and then he immediately goes to the bathroom. Now, this bit puts me off, but I'm assuming she's American. No big deal. Whatever. If you got to go potty, you got to go potty. It's American, yeah? Like, nobody says that. I wouldn't say potty. But he didn't close the door. He pulled down his pants. and he sat on the toilet. I'm thinking maybe he sits when he pees. That's fine. I don't judge. I don't care.
Nice.
That's called a sits pinkler.
Yeah, sits pinkler.
Sits pinkler. When you sit down to go to the bathroom. Yeah. But the woman was wrong. He wasn't going for a pee.
He was squeezing one out.
Oh, I don't think we needed to say that. But yeah, he was doing the other one. And people were pretty alarmed by the events on TikTok. Extreme reactions. One person said, call the police. Ain't no way. Yeah. Bye, bye, bye. Yeah. Another said, think about what he'll do when he's comfortable with you. Others like were desperate to know what happened and did she stay? She stayed. He acted normal. I was sitting there pretending to be on my phone. I think he could pick up on the fact that I was uncomfortable. I have to say, I would be gone. Mm. I would be gone. Like, I wouldn't even wait for him to come out of the bathroom. You have shown me. It's not that it hasn't happened, but actually, like, at that stage, it's not even a relationship, it's a date. Mm. I don't want to see you sitting on the toilet. You lose all sense of, like, dignity, don't you? Like, it's not your fault. Like, you're obviously on the toilet, but, like, if you choose to leave the door open, no.
I can't understand how any man would do this, to be honest with you.
It's weird. It's a fetish.
Date.
It's a fetish.
Yeah, maybe he's an exhibitionist or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Sometimes I think about doing it like in my house because it's the thrill of like, will someone walk upstairs now and I'll just be sitting down.
That's really weird.
Do you know what I thought?
You need to find thrills elsewhere.
Don't laugh at me here, but you know that it's nice to sit down for a treat and do a wee sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes in the morning after a night out, you sit down.
So I was out on a night out once and I came home and I won't tell you what state I was in, but you know what I did? I did it like inverted. So like say,
please.
I sat down like front ways to do the wee.
Oh no.
Like so. Like your chest is facing like this. It was quite an experience.
I wish somebody had walked
somebody
in at that
help.
Point. Because I would have called the guards if my housemate was sitting the wrong way around on a toilet doing a number one as a male.
Please,
it was quite funny.
Can somebody please send help to me?
Is there any therapy out there?
No, I don't care about his therapy. I care about mine right now. I cannot believe that you've told that story. Can I just say, on the back of that TikTok, that girl has gone on a second and a third date with that guy. Like she's
seen it all.
She's not put off by the fact that he decided to do that. Like, that's mad. What's even madder is what you've just told us. Like, I don't know. I actually don't know where we go from here.
No.
I don't know how we follow the rest of the morning show based on that. What did you call it? Inverted.
Yeah, so that's how I leave.
Oh my God. No, don't do the action.
Try this over the weekend. Let's try this.
I'm telling you, it was a great experience.
You couldn't do a number two that way though, could you?
No. Just a number one.
Please stop. This is Imagine Dragons, believe. It's Thursday.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.